Hey, welcome back to the Shane and I Show. My name is Shane.
My name is Max, and it occurs to me you could take someone's temperature via their pee hole.
Every fucking time.
Yeah.
That just occurred to you?
That just occurred to me.
Just now.
Well, you know what happened is I saw that meat thermometer right there. And I don't know why, but that was the moment that the connection was made.
Right. Hey, this is the podcast about nothing.
That makes you think of something.
And we're back. We're in a live room.
Yeah.
We're sitting across from each other.
Yeah. In person.
In person. We're back. Let's get our sponsors out of the way first.
Yeah.
Our first sponsor is Black Label Supplements. BlackLabelSupplements.com. If you're still into your new year, new me, and you need supplements, whether it's protein powder, creatine, whatever, Black Label Supplements, they got you covered. BlackLabelSupplements.com. Use code CHAIN15 at checkout. Save yourself a little bit of cash when you check out.
Fuck yeah.
Mind Grinder Coffee, MindGrinderCoffee.com. Yeah, we sell 16-ounce bags of whole bean coffee, ground coffee, and K-cups.
Yep.
If you buy two bags of coffee and you use code FREESHIPPING24 at checkout, guess what?
You can grind that mind.
You can, and you get free shipping.
Nice.
So, yeah, man. And check those out for sure.
For sure.
Those are our sponsors.
All right.
Let's get into the show, huh?
Let's do it.
We haven't done one of these in a while.
Yeah.
Face to face. You're not eating. That's good.
Yeah.
How was that sandwich, by the way?
Oh, the peanut butter chicken jelly sandwich?
Yeah, because somebody asked me about it.
Yeah.
Because they heard the show.
I actually forgot that I had done that until just now when you asked.
Right.
So I would say unremarkable because I'd forgotten all about it.
Yeah, if you forgot all about it, it's not one of those things where you're like, damn, I got to have another one of those.
Yeah, you know, peanut butter and jelly can really cover up a lot of tastes.
Yeah,
and,
it can.
And apparently fried chicken is one of those tastes.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Maybe also, oh, it was rotisserie chicken. Like, maybe if it was like a good fried chicken, like extra crispy.
Right.
And you got
some KFC and shit.
Yeah, or something better than KFC, though. I do love me some KFC.
I do love me some KFC, too.
But, you know, some good extra crispy chicken, and then you got your proportions of the peanut butter and the jelly just
right.
It's
all done right.
Yeah, and you did it.
And you used some of that, what's that bread that The Rock uses?
I don't know.
For his French toast? Brioche?
Like, brioche?
Brioche.
Brioche, yeah. Yeah. You could use some, put it on brioche, yeah. Put that on some brioche, make it fancy.
Be all fancy with that shit.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah, we're chilling in our secret studio that is Max's living room.
Uh-huh.
We got dogs running around, so hopefully there's probably going to be us talking about a dog barking at some point, because that always seems to happen on these shows.
Yeah, that's just how it is, and she's a barker this morning.
She is a barker. So yeah, man, what else is going on? Let's see. I had a brutal workout today.
All right, tell me about it.
Well, I started a new program. I mean, people listening are going to be like, ah, fuck. I don't want to listen to this, but here we are. I'm going to tell you anyway.
All right.
I started a new program a couple of weeks ago, and today on the program was 10 sets of 3 reps of back squats at like 170 pounds.
Now, for clarity, a back squat, you're not squatting on your back,
no,
are you?
No, you're using the bar set up. You squat, you get back up.
Okay.
With the bar and some weights on the bar.
Okay.
So it's 170 so pounds
it's
on
a,
the bar.
It's a squat.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the technical term is back squat.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah, that's the technical term.
Okay. Because the weight is on your back.
Yeah.
All right.
So it was 10 sets at 3 reps, and it was like at 170 pounds, and I was like, that's no big deal. That shouldn't be a big deal.
Right.
Mind you, the most sets I've done have been like, up till this point, have been like 4, maybe 5
mm-hmm.
at the most. I don't know why in my head I was like, that's no big deal. I got it handled.
Yeah.
Dude, I could barely walk.
But dude, 10 sets is a lot of sets.
Yeah. And it was like 3, and it was technical sets. So it's not like just go down and come back up. It was like, go down as far as you can, pause for a second, and then come back up.
All right. And do you shoot back up, or is it a controlled come up?
You want to control it coming back up?
Yeah.
That's the goal anyway, is to try to control it. But by set 7 or 6, it's fucking going out the window.
Yeah, you're just getting up as fast as you can. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I even took longer rest times, and I was like, and then I had to do like leg extensions.
Oh, you know what? That's a tongue twister, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then hamstring curls after that.
Okay.
And so my legs are fucking done.
Fucking done. I believe it. Yeah.
And so, but when I was doing it, I was like, oh yeah, it's no big deal. By set 10 though, dude, I was, and then I did three sets of a leg, why can't I fucking say it?
Leg extensions?
Yes. Thank you. I had to do three sets of that at like 90 pounds. And then I had to do three sets of hamstring curls at like 90 pounds. And I could barely when I walked out of the gym, I was cool.
Yeah.
Probably because of the adrenaline or whatever. I got home. I ate some food. I fucking passed out.
Yeah.
Like took a nap.
Yeah.
Like done.
Yeah. I understand the concept of resting.
I got up from the nap. I had to literally put my legs with my hands onto the floor.
Goddamn.
I'm like old man. It was my old man moment for the day. I put my legs. I had to ease myself up with the help from my hands. And I was just like thinking, I was like, fuck, that was brutal. But that was my excitement today.
All right.
That was my excitement today.
Very exciting.
Not really, but I mean, It's something to talk about. We've talked about nothing. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll tell you about my excitement for the day.
What was that?
Let me think. I paid $4.50 for a cup of coffee at Dunkin' Donuts.
Did you go irate?
No, because I'm used to it at this point.
Isn't that weird?
Which it's weird, but it's like, I'm upset that I'm used to paying.
That's what I mean. Isn't it weird that you're used to paying $4.50 for coffee?
Yeah.
And like, you're okay with like paying $9 for eggs?
That's
the one that gets me.
Yeah. I lately have not been buying eggs.
Right.
But it's because, you know, I don't want to pay $6 for a dozen eggs.
Dude, I was at Safeway and they were like $9.
Well, you going to the wrong place, man.
Yeah. I can get the brown ones for like the Whole Food brown ones.
Yeah.
Or the organic brown ones from Whole Foods. They sell them there for like $6. So I usually get those.
Yeah. When it comes to eggs, I literally just get whatever's cheapest.
Right.
Because to me, an egg is an egg.
Yeah. I don't know. You get those Walmart eggs, dude.
Do they give you like sulfur farts?
Yeah.
Well, you want to avoid sulfur fart eggs.
Yeah. They're pretty bad.
I remember one time you had somebody who just like gave us eggs from their chicken.
I remember that.
Yeah.
That gave me the worst gas.
Dude, the eggiest fucking
fart. Dude, that was horrible.
Those were nasty. The whole house smelled like a volcano.
Even if I get chicken eggs, like straight from the chicken, I'm very cautious about how many I eat.
Yeah.
They usually tend to last me a long time.
I'm just kind of wondering like what that chicken was eating.
Yeah. Me too.
Like what were they feeding those chickens?
I remember that. That was horrible.
That was weird.
That was like the time my roommate made me chocolate chip cookies and she used sugar-free chocolate chips.
Oh, and you shat.
Yeah, for sure.
Boy, did you. Yeah.
I ever. And I was like, dude, why am I shitting so much?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, and then I started reading the labels on fucking sugar-free chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, it's because she replaced the sugar with laxative.
Yeah.
Yum, yum.
Yeah. Dude, it was horrible.
Yeah.
Stuff like that I don't dig on stuff like that. I'd rather eat a regular cookie than eat a fucking cookie made with sugar-free.
Me too. You know, if I'm going to eat a cookie, I want to eat a cookie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm the same way. If I'm going to eat a cookie, I want it to be a fucking bad for me, cause me cancer fucking cookie.
Full on sugar, butter. I want to lose a foot from this thing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, man, I was thinking about that the other day because I was watching something and some guy was talking about, oh, there's this guy, he does these videos and he grabs like shit from 7-Eleven and he'll be like, I know this fucking hot dog is bad for me and it's made for processed shit and it might cause me to end my life a couple years sooner than it should.
Yeah.
But I fucking crawled around on the floor looking for crack rocks that weren't there. So.
It's a step up.
Yeah.
I can so identify.
I can't do. It always makes me laugh when I see those videos. I don't know who the guy is, but every time I see one of his videos, he had one where he's just eating ice cream out of the tub with his hand. And he was like, I know this ice cream is full of fucking stuff that might cause me to poop or whatever.
Yeah.
But I fucking smoked crack for five years and lost all my front teeth. Yeah. Don't be a pussy.
Don't be a pussy. Yeah. For real. I remember back when I was vaping after I quit like smoking cigarettes.
Right.
And every fucking day, somebody would walk up to me and say, you don't even know what's in that thing. You don't even know what that's going to do to you.
Me too.
And I look them straight in the eye and I say, I know for a goddamn fact that smoking cigarettes is going to kill me ugly. So, so I'm doing this instead. Right? Can you promise me this is going to kill me? No, you just said you don't know what's going to do. You don't know.
Nobody knew at the time when we were vaping back in like 2011, 2012 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Like it was just starting.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And I remember when I switched from smoking to vaping and I was like, this is going to help me actually quit smoking. Because I was like a fucking 2-pack-a-day smoker.
Yeah.
I was the guy that would bump cigarettes off of you if you only had 2 left.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just calling it for what it is.
It is what it is. Nicotine addiction is a beast, and you gotta feel
it. It was the hardest thing for me to quit.
Yeah.
And, like, I tried everything. Like, I tried the patch. I tried everything. And when I found vaping, I was like, this is it. Like, I didn't have to smell like a fucking cigarette anymore, because that's the thing that was starting to fucking irritate me.
Yeah, the smell.
The smell. And I was like, this is it. And I remember doing it. I got the same reaction you did.
Yeah.
Don't you know? And I was like, dude, I smoke 2 packs of cigarettes a day. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. I mean, this could do almost anything in the world. Roll the dice. It's almost certainly going to be better than what the cigarettes are going to do to me.
For sure. And then I got really sick and I thought it was from vaping, but it turned out I had COVID before COVID happened.
Yeah, that happens.
And then I quit vaping.
And then you quit vaping. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've been, dude, I was just, cause I was thinking about it this week. Cause March 1st is like 2012 or 2013 when I stopped smoking. So it's been a long time since I've had a cigarette. And I can't believe that it's been that long. Like, I was a fucking diehard. I'm going to die
with a cigarette in my mouth.
I'm going to be one of those guys that takes his little throat thing out of his fucking throat because I had my throat cut out for cancer.
Right, to put the cigarette through the throat hole.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And I was okay with it.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't drinking anymore. I wasn't fucking being an asshole. Yeah,
you're going to be the guy from the cautionary commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was okay with it.
Yeah.
And then it got to a point where it's like, I'm not okay with this. Like, I don't like smelling like a fucking cigarette. And when you're 40, when you hit 40 or 45 in that age range, and you're still fucking trying to live like you're fucking 20, you got to change some things.
Yeah. Also, like back then, that was when smoking stopped being a normal thing.
Yeah. Like, that's when they started making all the rules about.
Well, I mean, they started making rules back in like the 90s about where and when you can. But like still back then in like 2010, you know, 10-20% of people were smokers.
Yeah.
At least on occasion.
Yeah.
Right. Now I'm genuinely here in California anyway, at least this part of California, I'm genuinely like surprised when I see someone smoking.
Me too, dude. I saw somebody smoking the other day, just all willy nilly in their car.
Yeah. And
I was like, unbelievable. People still smoke out in public. It's like it wasn't like unbelievable. They can't do that.
Right.
It was like, that's balls these days.
Yeah, I see it and I'm like, wow, that's some nostalgic old-timey history shit right there.
Yeah.
I'll get a whiff of it and I'll be like, oh yeah, that smells good.
Yeah, me too. My roommate still smokes. One of my roommates smokes and every time he comes in from smoking, it's that smell, like initial smell when it's your brand. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, fuck, it still smells good.
Yeah.
But I just remember like all the other shit that I didn't like about it, the coughing all the time, the fucking needing a cigarette all the time.
All the time.
And like offering people $5 for a cigarette.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
But you'll do it if you have to.
Yeah.
I would never offer, but if
I think I sold my soul for a cigarette once.
I believe it.
To Ron.
Yeah, you gotta do well, you know. I wouldn't worry about it. I don't think he'll do anything terrible with it.
I don't know. I've been fine. So
there you go.
But like, what is it? There's a thing going around. I've been seeing it recently. I was thinking selling your soul brought me to this. So we're going to go with it.
Okay.
There's been that Nazi thing going around. You've seen it with like Elon doing the hand gesture.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going somewhere with this because I have it in my head. Okay. You know what it reminds me of?
What?
And it reminds me of the satanic panic that happened in the 80s.
I get that.
Like, everybody's like, oh, he's a Nazi.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not justifying it. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying people are getting panicked and worked up like they did when the satanic panic went around in the 80s. When that shit went around in the 80s, everybody was like, if you dressed in black, you had long hair and you did some shit.
Right. They think you're fucking sacrificing babies in your basement. Yeah.
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 So like if anybody makes that hand signal or whatever, you can just be like waving high on accident and it comes out like this.
Yeah.
Nobody can see what I'm doing, but they're going to automatically think you're a Nazi. Dude, it's satanic panic. I'm telling you right now, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse.
I had, back when we were doing Sean and I, I had sketched out the concepts of an episode that fucking, and it like, and the episode begins with me saying something that could be construed as racist, and then I'm trying to convince people that I'm not a Nazi,
right?
That's just where I jump, my character jumps.
Right.
But by the end of it, I bit my tongue and I got a smudge on my face and I was waving at somebody across the street. this was how I imagined it in my head, basically being a Nazi, right?
Yeah.
And I thought that would be funny. And then I realized Seinfeld did that before me.
Yeah, they had an episode like that too. But yeah, man, I don't know what made me because I just saw something on the Satanic Panic in the 80s and I listened to a podcast. I'm always fascinated by that shit, how people get like all worked up about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, why do you have so much time on your hands to go like get worked up if somebody's wearing dark clothes or fucking wearing eyeliner or fucking, why can't you just let people be, right? And I really want to make it clear that I'm not like trying to justify Nazism or anything like that.
Okay, that is important to clarify, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not justifying it or anything. I'm just saying people are making assumptions.
Yeah.
And it's like blown up all over the internet, like anybody could be a Nazi now.
Yes, absolutely. And like, you know, Elon Musk, he's
fucking weird.
He's weird. He's a little autistic. He got very excited and did a thing with his hand. And I honestly, that's all I interpreted as.
I look at it as a guy that wanted to get a reaction.
Really?
Yeah. I think Elon knew what he was doing and he wanted to get a fucking reaction.
That's possible.
He is the one thing he is, and people may not agree. People may know or not know, but what I think is he's fucking calculated on what he does in public.
See, I don't think he is.
I think he is. I think he plays the autism card.
Uh-huh.
And he fucking the shocking stuff he does in public is for a reaction. Trust me, this is my line of work. I work with autistic people.
Right.
A lot of the times they do stuff in public that they won't do at home.
Right.
For a fucking reaction.
No, I believe you there. I just don't think it's like a measured thing. I think he kind of like spontaneously wants to do something that'll get a reaction.
Right.
And he hasn't thought it through before it's already fucking, generally, it's already fucking hiled out into the ether.
Yeah, generally, most autistic people don't think it all the way through. They just do it.
Yeah. And then gets all offended that people were like, what do you mean? It's just, look, it's just a Roman salute. And to which I say, yes, that's where the Nazis got it from.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's, dude, it's going to get bad. It's going to get really bad.
I mean, the guy seems to be a master of eating his own foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just know that all that stuff is going to get really bad. It's going to become this whole panic thing and everybody's going to be like, your dad's a Nazi. Your fucking brother-in-law is a Nazi.
Oh, dude, we are in for another 4 9/10 years of people losing their mind over every fucking little thing that happens in Washington.
Dude, that's the thing that I fucking realized. Like, I started realizing this, and I don't know if it makes me a deeper person or not, but in general, what happens in Washington, is it going to really affect my fucking life?
Most of it, for sure. Especially the stuff that really makes, like really gets people energetic and makes the news.
Right.
Right? Like Elon fucking playing with his hands like that.
Yeah.
That, in the grand scheme, and even in the small scheme, means fucking nothing to me.
It doesn't do...
Or my life.
Yeah, it doesn't...
But that very same week, they shuttered the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and nobody's fucking talking about it.
Right.
And now, fucking... banks and predatory lenders can come out of the fucking shadows and start raping everybody's wallets again like it's 2008.
Yeah, that explains the emails I've been getting.
It might just, yeah.
Because they're scam emails, too.
Yeah, but also now a lot of... you know, I'm not even going to say what I was going to say.
Now. Right.
But, you know, the biggest criminals are the ones that act within the confines of the law.
Right.
And these people have just, I mean, the leash is off, man.
Yeah.
They're going to go nuts.
Yeah. I mean, all of that show shit is covered. It's cover for the stuff that's actually going on. But that wasn't my point. My point is like, how does that affect my life, though? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, how is that going to affect my mood? How is it going to affect the way I treat people? Like, if I let that stuff consume me, if I get into that stuff, I am one of those guys that if I get way deep into it, it would totally affect the people around me.
Right.
I'd be miserable.
Right.
And all I would talk about is how fucking fucked up California is, how fucked up the country is.
Right.
I'd be one of those miserable people that does that.
You'd walk right past a rose bush and stop not for one sniff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I came to this conclusion. I don't know when I think it was when that whole Elon thing happened. Like, I'm not going to fucking give this stuff power.
Yeah. Don't.
I'm not going to let it affect my life.
Yeah. Don't.
Like, I'm not gonna let it affect the person that I want to be, right? And if I buy into it, it's gonna.
Yes.
So I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the next four years or whatever.
The next 4 years, no more newsfeed. I'm fucking done. I will not check my newsfeed in bed anymore.
That's good.
I just don't do it.
Yeah. I don't do it. I won't do it before I go to sleep. I won't do it.
Yeah.
Or right when I wake up, I won't do it.
That's good.
There have been days where I don't do it. Like, somebody will tell me something, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know about what's going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Being oblivious to it has made me a little happier.
Oh yeah. Me too.
I can't like be around people that are really fucking negative and all they're doing is talking about politics and shit. I can't do it. I don't care who you voted for.
Right.
Like, I don't care. I don't judge people on that.
Yeah.
Just
don't be a poopy pants.
Yeah. Don't be a poopy pants.
Yeah.
Because nobody likes a poopy pants.
Yeah. If we are sitting having a fucking conversation and all of a sudden I smell poop coming out of your pants, I'm out of here.
I'm gone.
But some people just want to be a poopy pants.
They want to sit in it.
They want to sit in it. They want to sit in the shit.
And they want to like move it around. Oh, yeah. and squish it around.
Yeah.
And let you smell it for a little while.
They want to put their fingers in there and then take them out and say, you really got to take a good whiff of this one.
Yeah. Yeah. This one's a good one.
Yeah.
This one means something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's deep.
Yeah. No, but you don't understand because history.
Because history.
And I'm like, you don't understand. You haven't read a history book. Some pundit told you that.
Exactly. Some wannabe alpha male told you that.
Yeah.
Fucking alpha males are back too.
Oh, yeah.
God damn.
Dude, they never left. It comes and goes. All this shit comes and goes. I found no rhyme or reason with my Instagram fucking algorithm feed. Yeah. The only thing that is constant now, right? The only thing that I always get at least some of is thirst traps.
See, that's weird. I don't get any. What I get on mine is I get workout bros. Not only that, that's bad enough.
Yeah.
It's not only workout bros, but there's this whole thing where these dudes are now, these older dudes, are now into this thing called High Rocks. And it's all the bros, all the gym bros are doing this High Rocks thing now.
What is High Rocks?
It's like a competition thing. It's kind of like the CrossFit Games, but they take out all the Olympic weightlifting. Okay. And it's more of the cardio stuff. It's fucking, it looks really, I really wouldn't do it.
Okay.
But it's like, you got to do like 100 wall balls, and then you got to do fucking shit that's horrible. Like, you got to run 200 miles or like 2 miles or something like that. And then you got to do a sled pull, and then you got to do something else. And yeah, you're in these teams.
You've lost me already.
All right. Yeah. So all these gym bros are now doing fucking that.
Okay.
Right. And it's the fucking most annoying thing. And they're now calling themselves hybrid athletes because they fucking weight train and they fucking run and they fucking swim and they bike.
They're hybrid athletes because they do gym stuff and Instagram stuff. all that other stuff that's branching out, that's all just Instagram stuff they're doing, even if it happens to be athletic.
And it's the most annoying shit in the world. Like, I was thinking about it the other day because another one of these fucking things came up, and I'm like, dude, this is going to end. It's going to end soon. It's going to end bad. Somebody's going to get really fucking hurt doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Some dude in his 40s is going to fucking tear his fucking calf or rip his Achilles out because he's not training right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to get ruined, just like CrossFit got ruined.
Yeah.
I mean, CrossFit's still around. People still do it. But it's not the same as it was in, like, 2015, 2016.
I think it's just sort of the nature of, like, social media fads.
Yeah.
That they, something cool and different happens. It gets way the fuck overdone.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And then it's ruined. But the fact that it was a cool, different thing still exists for a few people who continue to do it and never fucking went overboard with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because I still know people that do CrossFit. But this hybrid athlete, it just fucking annoys me, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, to no end, it annoys me. It's like,
hybrid athlete.
Like, you need some kind of title to the fact that you just fucking run and you fucking lift weights.
You know, I did a triathlon once.
Yeah. That's basically what it is.
Yeah.
And, this guy's training for a triathlon.
And in that whole process of training and then running the triathlon.
Yeah.
Not once did I ever... say, oh, I'm a hybrid athlete.
Did you even call yourself an athlete?
No. I said, I'm doing this stupid, miserable thing because I fucking said I would. And I did it.
Don't get me wrong. An Ironman looks really challenging.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't do an Ironman.
Yeah.
I just did a half triathlon.
Yeah.
Not even a whole triathlon.
Triathlons look kind of interesting to me, too. But I wouldn't go as far as to, like, fucking call myself a hybrid athlete.
Yeah. I mean, a half triathlon is an interesting way to spend a few hours.
Right.
But it does take training.
Remember when those Spartan runs were going, people were doing they had these meets where you did all this fucking, like, you climbed the rope and then you fucking went under these fucking things like you were in the army. It was really big for a little while.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was basically boot camp.
Yeah.
For assholes who wanted to do exactly. something. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Those kinds of things kill me. Like, because to me, like, the gym is fun. Like, going to the gym, it should be fun. Like, I'm not a guy that goes to the gym and says shit like, what, like, I woke up and fought some demons today.
Right.
Like, I don't do shit like that. You know what I mean?
That's not the life I want to live.
Exactly.
If I want to wake up and fight demons, I will go back to the bottle. Thank you very much.
Exactly. Oh, I won today because I got to the gym. Like, I don't post shit like that. I don't do shit like that.
Yeah,
and I think it's stupid. Like, it's supposed to be fun. Mind you, I do think the gym has some therapeutic value to it.
Absolutely.
Right? I like how I feel better when I get done. But I think it's stupid when people are like, oh, my God, I fought demons today. Like, I won.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you just woke up at 5 in the morning, went to the gym.
Oh, you fought demons. You mean you woke up in a bad mood, like half the fucking world every goddamn day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the other one? What's the other one I like? Oh, you know, it's all about perseverance and showing up and getting done and being positive and... I kicked my dog on the way out, but nobody knows that.
Nobody knows that. Nobody knows. After I leave here, I go and blow half my paycheck at the casino, but nobody knows that.
Because I showed up at the gym today.
That's right.
I showed up and I did my work and I put in and responsible, even though I don't go to work.
Yeah.
Fuck, get over yourself.
Yeah.
It's not that serious. Like, it's supposed to be fun. Like, these things are supposed to be fun. Like, work it out. There's a value to it. You know what I mean? There's you get something out of it.
Yeah. But if it's a chore, if it's a struggle to fucking just do
right.
like regularly, I think you're exercising wrong.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
For a long time, it was like that. I fucking did not, like, when I was doing CrossFit, I didn't like it. And it was a struggle for me to show up. Like, I didn't like the running.
Yeah.
I liked the lifting.
Yeah.
I didn't like the running. I didn't like the burpees. I didn't like any of that other shit.
Yeah.
But I liked the lifting, and that's what led me down to like finding something that I actually like. And it's just, and if you, you're right. If you don't, if you're not enjoying what you're doing, you got to find something that you enjoy, whether it's just fucking swimming.
Yeah.
Or going out for a walk. But it's not about, I persevered today.
Yeah. For me, when I was in Arizona recently, yeah, before I was in Tucson, I was like 2.5 weeks just out wandering the desert looking for rocks.
Getting in touch with your spiritual side.
All that. and though it could be physically grueling, I don't know why, but every day I just wanted to go out into the desert and fucking climb up hills and cliffs and into gullies.
Right.
And fucking sweat and ache and hurt, and I loved the shit out of it.
Right.
That said, I could get a similar physical effect by going to the gym. I have no desire to go to the,
right,
the gym.
Some people don't.
I would love to go back out to the desert right
fucking now. Some people like that physical activity out in the desert or hiking or whatever. I don't like hiking.
I love hiking.
See, I don't.
See, I like hiking with purpose.
Yeah, see, I fucking hate hiking.
Yeah, for me, hiking has... No, sometimes I enjoy hiking just for the sake of taking a stroll and getting fresh air.
Right.
But for me, like...
But a walk outside isn't a hike.
No, that's not a hike. But I will walk 5 miles into the wilderness looking for shiny rocks.
Yeah, see, I fucking hate that. I hate being out in the wilderness. I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. I like the beach, but I'm not going to go on a fucking hike to find a beach.
Yeah. I just had to like keep reminding myself, all right, just make sure you don't get bit by a snake.
Yeah, that's kind of important.
If I got bit by a rattlesnake out there and I was like way out there.
And you're all by yourself.
And I'm all by myself.
You can't persevere if you're doing that.
Right. Now, fortunately, fucking like the cell service used to be non-existent out there in the middle of nowhere desert.
Right.
Now, most places I went, I had at least a bar or two.
Right. See, I was thinking about this about vacations because you were on one.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about like what does my vacation look like? And like, I got honest with myself because I like traveling.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I'm a fan of traveling, but what I like doing is I like fucking getting to a hotel or an Airbnb, wherever I'm going to be. And unless I don't have to, I'm not fucking leaving.
There you go. Just get a little rest and pamperment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, is there, like, I remember I went back east to visit my family. Like, I had this hotel. I was in a hotel. And the only time I left that hotel was the times I went out with my family.
All right.
Like, other than that, I just relaxed in the room and fucking, it was wonderful.
Nice.
Like, I'm not a go out and see the sights guy.
I am.
Yeah. I'm a guy that I want to fucking isolate on vacation and I want to clear my fucking head. And I don't want to deal with people. Unless I'm dealing with family or whatever.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about it the other day. Like, what is my ideal vacation? It would be, I would dig going to fucking New York or something like that for mm-hmm. like 4 days.
Yeah.
Getting a hotel somewhere downtown, somewhere where there's easy access to like food and the gym or whatever.
Yeah.
And just do that. And fucking not go see the Statue of Liberty, fucking not leave the little 4-block area that I was in. Just do that. It sounds fucking boring, but
you could do that on the cheap, just going to some medium-sized city, downtown area that has restaurants and a good gym. And
those are all the things I need, right? I just want to fucking chill. That's all I want to do.
Yeah, dude, fucking go somewhere on the off season. Go to some not tourist destination on the off season.
Yeah.
Get a nice hotel room.
Yeah, that's my plan.
Yeah.
My next solo adventure, that's what I'm going to do.
There you go.
Is I'm just going to go. Because I like the time by myself. I don't know what it is, but I like the fucking time by myself, not being around people. Like, if I was with somebody, it would probably be cool to bring them with me. No, it would be cool to bring them with me. But being that I'm not with anybody, like, that's my idea of a vacation, man.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going to go to a beach, let me go to the beach. I'll fucking sit out by the ocean or whatever. I'll go check out the ocean or whatever. Maybe even go rent a surfboard or whatever. But I'm fucking chilling for like 2 or 3 days and not fucking doing anything except go to the gym and eat.
Nice.
different from what I, it's not different from what I do now, but it's by my, it's just relaxing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my ideal solo vacation.
All right.
In a perfect world.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Cause I was, yeah, I don't know. Cause you, yeah, I was like, cause you were gone and I was saying, I was like, I was trying to come up with an episode by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I got sick a couple weeks, like last week I got sick and I had this horrible cough and I didn't record it. And I was like, yeah, man, what would my perfect, I had this whole episode mapped out where I talked about what my perfect vacation would be. And that's it. Like if I got through the bullshit of like, yeah, I'd go see the Statue of Liberty. I'd fucking, you know, do this all by myself. Nope. Wouldn't do any of that. I would fucking hang out in my boxers, watch some fucking TV, go down and eat. It sounds fucking boring, but that's the way I would do it. That's the way I would take in New York.
If I were you, just avoid New York.
Right.
Yeah. Just don't go to New York.
I don't know, man. I want to go. I at least want to go out there for something about back east. I really like.
That's fine. There are plenty of places back east that will cost you a fifth as much as New York.
Right.
And have
New
all
York
the.
New York was just this thing that came up in the little thing that I wrote with the help of ChatGPT.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
New York was the thing that it could be anywhere, just anywhere.
Yeah.
But it would be me by myself and I would fucking dig it.
Yeah.
Just chilling.
Go to some town with nice beds and good food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And not fucking worry about anything.
Yeah.
Not answer my phone.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the dream.
That's pretty, yeah, that's a good dream.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Do we got anything else?
I think we covered it all.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to think what else. Like, measles is making a comeback.
Is it?
Yeah.
I know the old E. coli, the bad chicken thing's going around, too.
Oh, yeah, chicken flu or bird flu?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But humans can't get it yet.
Humans can get it. They just can't get it from other humans.
Right. That's good news.
That is.
Dude, are we gonna go into a zombie apocalypse?
You know, I don't think so. Only because
that's a bummer.
Only because it's no longer trending.
It's no longer cool to post about zombies on social media.
Exactly. Right. Zombies was very like 10 years ago.
Yeah, back when The Walking Dead was huge.
Yeah, exactly. And now
I still pray. I still hope that someday there's a zombie apocalypse. I don't know why. I think I would survive pretty well in a zombie apocalypse.
That is one of the more gruesome apocalypses.
Yeah. Any kind of apocalypse really would be kind of cool. What? Just to reset everything.
I mean, that would, you would want an apocalypse where hypothetically you could survive in a world that was reasonable for existing in.
Right.
Right. So like nuclear Armageddon?
No.
Unless you're like, in like the fucking very tippy tip of South America or some fucking.
Yeah, you're fucked.
You're fucked.
No, I wouldn't. Nuclear. That's why zombie apocalypse always seemed to kind of make sense as an apocalypse thing, because survival rate's pretty high on that in the beginning.
On the zombie one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And once you figure out the lay of the land that you could just fucking walk around and whack zombies on the back of the head and kill them. Yeah. Like survival rate's pretty high.
Yeah, but then like also like zombies, I feel like there's going to be a horrific factor in zombies that we haven't fully grasped until we're face to face with a fucking animated corpse trying to eat our brain.
Well, I mean, most of their shows, they just start out with like one day, all of a sudden one of these zombies just pops out of the grave for no reason.
Yeah, more or less, yeah.
I mean, that's how it always starts.
Every good pandemic starts with a patient zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like thinking,
I mean, World War Z started with some lady who got bit on the foot while she was swimming.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And she was patient zero.
She was patient zero.
Yeah. They didn't bring that up in the movie.
No. Well, that was a dog shit movie.
It was. Yeah. Anyway, I think that's going to do it for our episode. If you've listened all the way through, we appreciate you.
Yeah, we do.
If you want to interact with us, you can visit us on our social media on Instagram. If anybody still uses Twitter, we're on there too. You can go to our website, ShaneAndIShow.com. Little thing will pop up. If you want these episodes right when they come out, sign up and they get released right to you. Leave us a review. Interact with us. Even if you think what we talked about was you didn't agree with us.
Yeah.
Leave us a review.
And I don't know, if you pay me, I'll give you a pee-pee touch or something.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to be that. You'll wind up on the bad man list.
Well, I mean, you know, consenting adults only.
There is a donation sign talking about that. If you go to the website, a little donation thing pops up. If you want to donate, like, whatever you want, $2, a buck.
Yeah, let me just throw something in, because perhaps it sounded like I just offered to solicit for, like money for sex act, which I didn't, because that would be illegal. So I didn't do that. I was joking.
It was a joke. It's a comedy podcast.
Yeah, about...
Please take whatever we say with a grain of salt.
Yeah, or two.
Or two.
Or 12.
Or 12.
Or 86,000.
86,000.
That's a lot of grains of salt.
That's a lot of grains of salt. Anyway, until next time, people...
Yeah, don't
be a dick.
Be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick. And, you know, if you're being a poopy, like, just check yourself.
Don't be a poopy pants.
Everybody's a poopy pants sometimes, but every now and then, just like take a sniff and see if you smell shit. And if it's coming from your own pants, stop it.
Stop being a poopy pants.
Stop being a poopy pants.
All right.